Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A small plane that crashed in rural Alaska earlier this month, killing the husband of U.S. Representative Mary Peltola, was carrying more than 500 pounds of moose meat and antlers from a remote hunting camp when it went down shortly after takeoff, according to an investigation report released on Thursday. Eugene Peltola Jr., 57, was the only person aboard the plane that crashed on September 12th, about 65 miles northeast of the small western Alaska community of St. Mary's. He was found conscious but died at the scene. The initial report from the National Transportation Safety Board states a final report with probable cause findings could take up to 2 years, the NTSB has said. According to the report, 2 days before the crash, Peltola took five hunters, a guide, and equipment from Holy Cross to a site about 80 miles northwest of the community, where the group set up camp next to a landing strip. The plan was for the group to hunt for moose and have it taken back to Holy Cross. On September 11th, the group got a moose and made plans with Peltola via satellite messaging devices for him to transport the meat the next day. The day of the crash, Peltola picked up one load of meat and returned to the area for a second load. One of the hunters estimated there were 50 to 70 more pounds of meat in this load than the initial one. Peltola strapped antlers to the right wing strut, the report states. Peltola and one of the hunters talked about the weather and wind, which was intermittently variable and gusting, and Peltola was told the gusts were stronger at the departure end of the airstrip, according to the report. Just two hunters were at the site when the accident happened, and they rendered aid to Peltola after the crash, said Clint Johnson, chief of the Alaska region for the NTSB. The rest of the party had been flown out earlier, although Johnson didn't have further details about their departure. There was no evidence to indicate catastrophic engine failure, and the plane was not emitting smoke or vapor, the report says. The plane's cargo load, weighed at the crash site, was about 520 pounds that consisted primarily of moose meat and a set of moose antlers, according to the report. Peltola was a former Alaska Regional Director for the Bureau of Indian Affairs and worked for years for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Further details available by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. A meeting was convened this week with the U.S. Bureau of Land Management and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. For more on this story, here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
On Monday evening, the U.S. Bureau of Land Management and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service hastily convened a public meeting regarding the Coastal Plain Draft Supplemental Environmental Impact Statement. Just 19 days after the Biden administration imposed major restrictions on the National Petroleum Reserve in Alaska and canceled active leases within the Coastal Plain of the Arctic National Wildlife Reserve, the meeting proceeded despite multiple requests by North Slope tribal leaders and citizens to reschedule due to minimal notice of only 2 business days. When voice members pressed why the public meeting went forward in the face of legitimate concerns by community members, the BLM and the USFWS representatives shared that they wanted to honor the public notice and that reporters had planned their travel around the meeting. Ignoring the requests of Indigenous peoples to accommodate the media amounts to a failure to partner with or honor Alaska Native people and their traditions. Only about 7 community members attended the meeting, given the short notice.
The Alaska Division of Parks and Outdoor Recreation's Office of History and Archaeology earned a prestigious national award at the National Association of State Park Directors Conference last week in Nevada. The Ney C. Landrum Park History Award honored an interdisciplinary DNR team for a project to list Fort McGivory Archaeological Historic District near Seward, Alaska, to the National Register of Historic Places in December of 2022. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.